Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury brand consultant, and serious travel planner. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, which you can find on thehappyworkaholic.com. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, kellyannegorman.com, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey, everyone. How are you? I am still a little bit under the weather, but I finally have my voice back, so I'm coming to you on a Sunday rather than a Friday. Actually, sometimes I record my shows before Friday, but I got the virus that everybody is getting, like, all over the country, and probably because I was in 90-degree weather for Thanksgiving week, then it was raining and 70s and 60s, then back to Vegas, and it was warm, and then it went down to 40s, and the week I left, it was in the 40s, so between the temperature change and flying a couple times, I knew I was ready to catch something. It just took a few days to get into my system, but I am on some medication and hoping to get my last chemo of the year on Thursday, so 4 more days. I'm double crossing my fingers for that because I went last week and they would not allow me to get it because, unfortunately, when you have a cold and this chemo, it's going to suppress my immune system, which means I won't get better and I'll most likely end up being admitted to the hospital with pneumonia. So I opted out of that. My doctor said pretty much, hell no, we're not giving you this chemo. So, like I said, I'm crossing my fingers. I'm hoping to get the last one for the year on Thursday. And then, luckily enough, I only have to go twice a year now rather than 12, which is a huge change, which I'm so grateful and happy and excited. And it literally took 37 straight days of harassing my doctors and their medical assistants to come up with my new schedule for 2018. So the power of follow-up and following through is not just a key to your business. You have to do it in life. Because if I didn't do that, I never would have gotten my new chemo schedule and been able to plan out basically like the rest of my life or prep for 2018. And if you know me personally, or you've been following me on social media or listening to my podcast, you know that I am super organized slash maybe a little bit OCD and a huge organizer. I have a professional organizing business, and I definitely get a lot of that from working on yachts and jets, but I've just always been an organized person, and if I can't prepare for the next year and be organized and have my new notebook and pens and planner already prepped out, it literally gives me like the worst anxiety like ever. So I was determined to get that chemo schedule so that I can see like what the rest, like the new year is going to be for me, like what is in the cards, what am I going to be able to handle. Because to be honest with you, the last treatment I got, I was out for a week after just from all the side effects, which is basically having the flu times like 1,000. It's so awful. Lifting my finger in bed hurt like a truck was running over me. It was awful, awful, awful. But I do not want to live the rest of my life like that and have like a question mark of like, when am I going to go next? Because that just gives me anxiety. So to make a long story short, I'm getting better with my cold and hopefully it's gone. My last chemo of the year will be Thursday, so I'm hoping that all works out. And it will prevent me from having a relapse until I get my next treatment, which will be June. So that's pretty exciting. And I got that news at 11:11, the day before Thanksgiving, and I blasted it all over my social media because I was so excited. So thank you to all of you that liked and commented and reached out to me, because I truly appreciate that. And then also, being in bed for a week at a time, you really do a lot of thinking when you're obviously not resting and sleeping. Like, you're just lying there, and I'm gonna tell you, you definitely get sick of watching shows, and reading books is really hard. So I listen to a lot of other podcasts because it makes me dizzy and I just like get headaches. So I just either watch shows or listen to a lot of podcasts and sleep. But when I'm not doing that, oh, sorry, that was like the biggest yawn. As I'm talking about being tired and lying in bed, I'm yawning. So, when you are stuck in bed, you just like start thinking about your life and what should I do. And you know, it's December and everybody's prepping for the new year and what they want to, you know, do as far as pitches and how to attract new clients and get their social media content calendar together or upgrade their LinkedIn accounts, whatever the case may be. I mean, not even for work, just like in your personal life. Like if you're planning trips, if you need to start, you know, like a different type of diet, you're planning meals, prepping that ahead for the month, whatever the case may be. Like I said, you need to come up with a plan. And I really couldn't do that, like I said earlier, without knowing how much more chemo or how often my schedule was going to continue to be. So now that I have that, I've really been thinking about what 2018 is going to look like for me. And a couple months ago, I had some plans, and now I just want to really like make things as simple as possible and streamline my business. And it's really hard to do that when you don't have a plan, like what you want to accomplish. So my advice to you that's listening is to get out a pen and paper and just make a list. Like, what do you want to see for yourself at the end of next year? Or what obstacles do you want to tackle and get done? What things do you want to get organized in your business or in your home? Just make lists. I'm telling you, it helps. I have an app called Trello I use sometimes as far as lists, and I use my notes app in my phone, but I really like old school style, like notebook and pen. It really helps me just align myself and, you know, like either my personal life with my meals or my doctor's appointments, and then in business, like with my clients or what route I want to go with my business. And then when I'm designing websites, I do the same thing for like a page outline. I just need to see it written down, and I need to be able to cross something off. It just like makes me feel really good inside to like cross that list off. So if you are not a list maker, I'm telling you, you should just try it like old school style. Grab some highlighters or silver and gold pens. Make it fun. I mean, if you look online or even just like different planners, which I'm still looking for, by the way, some are so intense and have decals and stickers and pens and like sections in the planner, and like that's just way too much for me. Like, I don't have time to put like little stickers. I want to write it down, cross it off, and get it done. I'm very specific which type of planner I like to use. Like, I like my month mapped out, but then I like a lot of room to write per day. So it's really up to you like which style you like, but there's always areas to make lists in the planners as well. But a lot of my work and projects, I have a side notebook, which is just blank, and I'll be getting another one of those for the new year. And I just like to write my list either in there in the notebook, or like everyday lists I put in my planner. So it's really up to you like what you think will help you out the most. But I definitely want to eliminate some stress that I've had this past year. Just things I thought would work in my business that didn't really work out. Things that take a lot more time to to incorporate into my brand, I don't think all of them will work out. And you'll know what I'm talking about soon in January when I start my redesign for my site. I just want to streamline things and make them as simple as possible, and really hone in on the business coaching and LinkedIn coaching, because I feel like that's really what I'm best at right now. And I've always listened to a lot of podcasts, and I've always, you know, read blogs about how you should never feel guilty or ashamed or stressed out about changing your brand, because you're always growing. And when I started this podcast, I was doing business, luxury travel, and life. And luxury travel, like, I'm not hopping on a private jet every day anymore or chartering a yacht, but I can. But that just, I feel like, confuses people when I start talking about my luxury travel life and brand I've built and the business I was doing in that world. It confuses people when I start talking about that, especially on social media, when they see that I'm, you know, upgrading LinkedIn profiles or doing something like for this podcast or doing something on my eBay store. It's really confusing people still. So I'm kind of, I mean, you can obviously find the information all about like how I got into the industry and what I did and what I still do, but I'm not really going to push out content in that department anymore. Because it's still confusing people, and I want everybody to know like what it is I'm currently doing, which is business coaching and LinkedIn coaching, and obviously my podcast. So that's one thing I'm going to eliminate. So I feel like, you know, everybody always says less is more, and I've always said that, but for me, there's, it's just like really hard to let things go. excuse me. I guess I should have put a cough drop in my mouth before I started recording this. It's just really hard for me to let things go in my personal life as well, but in business, because, you know, you work so hard to develop something and then it just doesn't work out, or it doesn't work out at that time. And I've had other companies like my makeup line, which I know I'm going to do again, but it costs a fortune to package your product. There are so many makeup lines out now. The route I wanted to go in, it's already like totally saturated. So it just wouldn't make sense for a smaller brand to come in. I know it would be too stressful. I had 42 SKUs at one time. And I definitely don't want that. So maybe I'll just do glosses later on. You know, it's always in the back of my mind. I'm always going to have that relaunch one day, but just right now it's too much, and it's too much money, and I just don't have you know, the funds or the time to put into that, because business coaching and LinkedIn coaching and doing my podcast, like, that's full time right there. And by adding a company of products and SKUs and adding travel and creating formulas, I mean, that took me 8 years to develop. So to go back now with like 10 times the competition, if not more, it just really wouldn't make sense for me unless I went retail. And that is just a whole nother stress I know for sure I will not be able to handle. So back to what I'm talking about, like, less is more, and you shouldn't be ashamed of, you know, like closing the door and opening another one, or if your company didn't launch right and you have to relaunch, like, it's okay. It's, you're going to learn from it and grow. And for the longest time, like, I just felt so guilty and like ashamed because things didn't work out, but I'm not like congratulating myself either for how far I've come or that I even did that in the first place. Because people still ask me, like, oh my God, I can't believe you created your online. Like, how the hell did you do that? And I'm like, well, I, you know, this is why I worked on yachts. Excuse me. I came up with the cash, and I've always, you know, I was a pro makeup artist for 18 years, and I wanted my own line because of, you know, various reasons that had led up to it. And I knew exactly what I wanted. I researched the companies I wanted to work with and help me create it. I created all my packaging. Like, every single thing was me. Every single thing had a story. And every person has a story. And every brand has a story. And, you know, everyone has reasons why they choose to do things. And that's what I wanted then at that time. And I could have gone retail, but I chose not to. It was too much too soon. And I'm glad I made that decision. Where I am now, I'm glad I'm doing business coaching and helping other brands, because that's what makes me the happiest. And that's what life is all about, is waking up every day and doing what makes you happy. And some people may judge you, you know, how it is that you got to where you are, or they may be jealous of you, like looking at your stuff online, like, well, wow, like she drives that car, she does this. But you don't know their backstory. You don't know like what they sacrificed to get them to where they are. And I feel like for me, this whole past year of 2017 and honestly 2016 was just like fighting and sacrificing, fighting for my life and sacrificing everything. Friends, family, doctors, and like just, I don't even, just so much I've given up and had to give up. I like, you know, I didn't have any choice in the matter, just so I could survive and like get a diagnosis of this NMO disease I have, but also to get it, you just have to make these like really hard choices in order to get the end result that you want. And if your family doesn't approve, if your family isn't agreeing, if they don't reach out, you only have one life. And if nobody gets your plan and your friends, you know, don't get your plan, there's friends that you can meet online that I can tell you for sure will be your best friends that you haven't even met, and you talk to them every day. I have so many of them. That's what happens when you work online. And I'm very lucky to have them. And those are the ones that reach out when I'm sick. Those are the ones that, oh my God, I don't know what just happened, but I hope this is still recording. Note to self, make sure you put your phone on airplane if you are using it to record your podcast. Anyway, so the moral of my story is you only have one life and you need to do what's best for you. Make your list, prepare for 2018, and do what you feel is right in your gut that's going to make you happy. And if you have to cut ties, if you have to shed some tears, it's okay. You're going to have the best life that you choose to lead because of the decisions that you're making, because that's what you want to do. You're creating your own path and your own journey. And if you make a mistake, it's okay, because that's how you learn. But if you have to make all these sacrifices along the way, just know that you're not the only one. And I'm telling you because I've had to make a million of them, and I just gave you a few examples. So don't feel embarrassed, ashamed like I did for a long time. Because it's just not worth it. It's going to give you stress. You're going to feel like crap. You're not going to, you know, feel as accomplished as you should, because of what you're working on that has come through and you're doing amazing at. And, that's basically it. So I just kind of wanted to share with you guys today how I was feeling, what I plan on doing in the new year. And also, I'm trying to beat the Instagram algorithm. So I've created a hashtag, MyDailyDecember. Feel free to look under it on Instagram. And there's a community of us that are using that hashtag so that we can like each other, follow each other, comment on each other's photos, and just create more engagement. And I do have a content calendar, so if you would like that, feel free to reach out. You can shoot me an email, or actually just send me a direct message on my Instagram at KK in Vegas. And I can shoot you the content calendar there. But it's all about creating more engagement and just meeting more people online. Like, don't be afraid to reach out to the person that, you know, you've been like stalking on the internet. Like, hey, I really like what you do. Like, let's collaborate. Because if you don't speak up, nothing's going to get done. So I guess that's all I have to share for today. I'm going to sign off before I completely lose my voice. And sorry about my coughs in between. I definitely should have thought about that ahead of time and found some cough drops. But I just hope that you guys are having an awesome December. Holiday time is here. I hope it's not stressful. Just enjoy all the little moments. And just enjoy yourself while you are prepping for your new year. And if you have any other questions as far as anything that I've talked about on today's show, you can always join us in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. And that's where you'll find me answering all of your questions. So until next time, you guys, bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKinVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@KellyanneGorman.com or visit my website at KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.